Welcome everyone to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenwith, and I've got a real mixed bag of bluegrass lined up for you today. I think you're going to enjoy it. We've got the Pippi Pickers, we've got the Country Gentlemen, James Price, Laurie Lewis, Molly Tuttle, Blue Highway, Jim Mills playing some banjo for us, a few lesser known people perhaps, and some well known ones too. And I hope that you're going to enjoy the next hour of music I've got lined up for you. Of course, the legacy that Tony Rice left us when he died on Christmas Day of 2020 is just immense, and there's hardly an album I can look at in my collection that hasn't got a Tony Rice influence there. The Bluegrass Album Band in particular influenced so many young pickers today. They actually seem to do everything in bluegrass that young players are trying to do today. So we're going to kick off with a Bluegrass Album Band tune. Tony Rice singing Come Back Darling. It's an old Lester Flatt tune. It's from the Down the Road, the Bluegrass Album Band doing songs of Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. And here he is with the tune, Tony Rice, Bluegrass Album Band, Come Back Darling.
Tonight as I sit by my window, I'm reading your letter so true. I'm hoping to find it in your letter that you say I'll come back to you. Oh, come back to me, my darling, I miss you each day and each night. Oh, come back to me, my darling, don't leave me alone all my life. Never be happy, no matter whatever I do. The nights are so lonely without you. Oh, won't you come back and be true? Oh, come back to me, love darling, I miss you each day and each night. Oh, come back to me, love darling, don't leave me alone all my life. Dear, without you, my life is so lonely and blue. No matter what happens, my darling, I just can't forget loving you. Oh, come back to me, love, darling, I miss you each day and each night. Oh, come back to me, love, darling, don't leave me alone all my life. I miss you each day and each night. Oh, come back to me, love, darling, don't leave me alone all my life.
Oh, some great bluegrass there, wasn't it? Just great to hear them play like that. What a fine band. Let's hear from New Zealand's the Pippi Pickers now. You'll be hearing them at the Kiwigrass Festival on the first weekend in February 2021. That's not too far away now. Actually, it's Friday the 5th, Saturday the 6th, and Sunday the 7th of February at the Karapiro Domain, just south of Cambridge in the North Island of New Zealand. And it's going to be a great festival. And the Pippies are the chief organisers of it. Great people. Love their bluegrass music. Janine Abarbanel on double bass and vocals. Gary Bigwood on mandolin and vocals. Barry Torkington on guitar. And Nathan Torkington on banjo. Doing a great job on a song called My Baby Thinks He's a Train.
It's 3 a.m. in the morning. A train whistle is blowing. It sounds like some lonesome song. Got in my soul, in my soul. My baby split the blanket. He won't be back no more. My baby thinks he's a train. He makes it whistle stop and he's gone again. Sometimes it's hard on a poor girl's brain. Poor girl's brain. What you gonna do when your baby thinks he's a train?
And I'm from Paero, New Zealand, and I really enjoy listening to Back Porch Bluegrass.
Thanks very much, Anna. And you might see Anna at Kiwigrass in February as well as seeing the Pippi Pickers there. And this is the sort of tune you might hear. We've got Bob Yellen, Mike Seeger, and Eric Weisberg playing a tune called Old Joe Clark. This is taken from an album came out in the 1960s, Mountain Music Bluegrass Style, one of the first bluegrass albums. And it was put together by Mike Seeger, and he got a lot of the people playing bluegrass music around Washington, D.C. to contribute to the album. And it was 1959, it was originally released. So very early in the days of bluegrass albums. And here they are playing a great tune called Old Joe Clark. Sounds a little bit like a jam session that you might hear at a festival, doesn't it? Bob Yellen, Mike Seeger, and Eric Weisberg jamming together on Old Joe Clark. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, where this program comes from. They've been servicing the needs of musicians in general around the Waikato area, which is the area that surrounds the Hamilton. And for more than 50 years, I bought my first five-string banjo from Shearer's way back in the 1960s. And they're still working, doing a great job supplying people with everything from instruments to accessories. So if you get the opportunity, go into Shearer's and tell them that you enjoy Back Porch Bluegrass, the program that they support. What are we going to hear? Oh, there's an album that I've long coveted, and I just got a new shipment of a few albums in, and one of them was Jim Mills' Hidehead Blues. Jim Mills is a fabulous banjo player and something of an expert on old Gibson banjos, and I've long wanted this album, and it's a real beauty. And in it, he's playing some of his classic Gibson pre-war banjos and playing music with his friends. And I'm picking out a song that I know well through the singing of a good mate of mine, Bruce O'Hara. Did the Merle Haggard song, Daddy Frank. And I learned it from Bruce, and Merle did some great songs. Jim likes the music of Merle Haggard, and here he is with some of his friends playing this song. He's got Barry Bales playing bass, Stuart Duncan playing fiddle, Adam Steffi playing mandolin, and Paul Brewster doing the guitar part and the vocals on Daddy Frank. And Jim is doing a bit of harmony singing and playing his old RB75 Mac Crow banjo, and it sounds great. Daddy Frank.
Sister played the ringing tambourine. Mama couldn't hear our pretty music, but she read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all a part of living, and our only means of living at the time. And it wasn't like no normal family combo, 'cause Daddy Frank, the guitar man, was blind. Frank and Mama counted on each other. Their one and only weakness made them strong. Mama did the driving for the family, and Frank made a living with a song. Home was just a camp along the highway. A pickup bed was where we bedded down. Don't ever once remember going hungry, but I remember Mama cooking on the ground. Recall just how it came to be, but there had to be some special help from someone, and blessed be the one who let it be. Fever caused my mama's loss of hearing. Daddy Frank was born without his sight, and Mama needed someone she could lean on. And I believe the guitar man was right. Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. Mama couldn't hear our pretty music, but she read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all a part of living, and her only means of living at the time. And it wasn't like no normal family combo, 'cause Daddy Frank, the guitar man, was blind.
Not to like about that, eh? Great lead singing. I love Paul Brewster singing, and a wonderful song. Merle Haggard really did write some great songs that work well for bluegrass. I know Hamilton County Bluegrass Band did his Mama Tried way back in the early 1970 it was, and we did his Irma Jackson as well, and there were some other great songs in there as well. Let's hear from Mile 12. This features wonderful New Zealand-born banjo player Catherine Bonus, BB, as she's known over here, and doing a fine job with her band Mile 12, one of the leading young bands in the bluegrass business. And here they are with a track from their Onwards album with a tune called Old Tom. Thank you. A tune, Old Tom, by Mile 12, from their album Onwards. Wonderful and quite interesting is the best word for it, picking going on there. Wonderful tune. The Country Gentlemen were a very influential band from around Washington, D.C., 1950s, 60s, 70s. They just kept on going. And but in their early days, I know they influenced a lot of musicians like Hamilton County. We listened to their music and just loved the way they approached their music. And they always seemed to have a great way of selecting songs that worked for bluegrass music, and they were one of those groups that crossed over the borders between folk and bluegrass quite comfortably and appealed to both audiences, really. And here they are doing a song, Girl from the North Country, and this is in some ways a classic Country Gentlemen lineup. Charlie Waller on guitar and vocals, John Duffy on mandolin and lead and tenor vocals, Eddie Adcock on banjo and baritone vocals, and Ed Ferris on bass. Girl from the North Country.
If you're traveling in the North Country fair, when the wind blows calm on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine. Well, if you're going in the snowflake storm, where the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see if she has a coat so warm to keep her from the howling wind. If you're traveling in the North Country Fair, where the wind blows cold on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine. Long.
long. For that's the way I remember her best.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair, where the wind blows calm on the powder line, remember me to one who lives there, for she once was a true love of mine. At all. Many times I've often prayed in the darkness of my night, in the brightness of my day.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair, where the wind blows cold on the borderline, she once was a true love of mine.
Ah, excellent song, and just love hearing the way John Duffy styles that tenor vocal, and he set the pattern for so many people to follow him. Just great music. Here's a fiddle tune. I've been messing around with this tune just lately, trying to learn it on mandolin, and find out that there's really about, there's two versions of this tune. It's one called Soldier's Joy, and it's an absolute classic. You're expected to know that if you play fiddle or mandolin in particular. But there's two versions, and I've just recently found out that one version is called the Celtic version, and the other one is called the American version. And the American version has the A section, the notes played more slowly in it, and whereas the Celtic one is something like that. I'm terrible at singing notes, aren't I? Never mind. Anyway, here's James Price doing a great version of Soldier's Joy.
Thank you.
some fine fiddle playing there on the old tune, Soldier's Joy. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. We've got a festival coming up, the Kiwigrass Festival for 2021 on the February the 5th to the 7th at the Mighty River Domain in Cambridge, or just south of Cambridge. Beautiful spot, actually. It's right on the banks of the river, and this is where a lot of the rowing and canoeing is done. It's a beautiful lake, really, and the venue is right on the banks of the river, and you can sit on the back veranda overlooking the water and see all the people rowing up and down and training for various events and listen to bluegrass music, and it's just great. You can find out all the information you need by about purchasing tickets and booking accommodation, etc., at the festival website, which is www.kiwigrass.nz, and you can stay up to date with all the latest news by following the festival Facebook page, which is facebook.com/kiwigrass. There's going to be all sorts of people there, like the Pippi Pickers. We heard them earlier in the show. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, You, Me and Everybody. Well, they're the up-and-coming band in New Zealand, a wonderful band, and they're a mixture of the Pippi Pickers and Roadworks. Roadworks will also be there, and the Roadworks boys are part of You, Me, Everybody. Hot Diggity will be there, playing some very women-oriented bluegrass music and entertaining everybody in doing so. Melling Station Boys, Kaimai Express, Dave Kahn will be there, Cotton Daisy Backstep, Down Underdogs will be there, Cat Tunks will be appearing with her Americana ensemble, the Barnyard Bangers, and with a bit of luck, the Trendless will be there as well. And well, it's going to be a great festival, and we're very fortunate in these COVID-ridden times to be able to have a festival. So make sure you come along and support it. There'll be action-packed, there'll be music to listen to all the time, and I think you ought to make a point of being there. Few other things coming up as well. My Back Porch Bluegrass Jam Session will be on the 4th Sunday of January. That's the 24th of January. So come along there, 2:30 in the afternoon at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club in Brookfield Street, Hamilton East. And we'll have a bit of a jam session, and you'll get to play some tunes and be supported by local musicians. And the Morrinsville Country Music Club is also around. Their concerts on the 12th of February, a Friday night, at the Rotary Community Hall. Starts at 7:30, and it's always good music. So lots of things to have to look forward to. So I'd like to see you there. Come up and say hi. What else have we got coming up? Oh, I think we'll play a tune. I've got one lined up here for you from that Mountain Music Bluegrass Style album. Don Stover, B. Lilly, and Chubby Anthony with a tune called There Ain't Nobody Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone.
Love to dwell. They found eternal rest up in heaven, where I find my reward no one can tell.
Ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. Ain't nobody gonna mourn for me too long. Well, won't you write these words upon my headstone? Ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Gonna miss me when I'm gone. planned a day that she would be my own. Alas, another stole my darling from me. Now there ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone.
There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. There ain't nobody gonna hold me too long. Won't you write these words for my headstone? There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Oh, a bit of classic bluegrass there. I remember doing that song and thinking that was really good fun. And this music is great music. Here's Laurie Lewis doing an old Jimmy Rogers tune. This is from her Skipping and Flying album, and it's really reminiscent of the way Jimmy Rogers used to play in the sort of old laid-back blues feels he got. It's called Tuck Away My Lonesome Blues. Laurie Lewis.
Someone like you, just to help me tuck away my blues. Say, won't you be that someone to help me lose my blues? I really need someone to hug me, someone to kiss, someone to scold me, someone to miss. Won't you be that someone to help me lose my blues? Adio, lady.
Laurie Lewis with Tuck Away Those Loads of Blues. I wouldn't be surprised if that wasn't one of the tunes that Jimmy Rogers did with an old jazz band. And I think Laurie captured the feeling of that real well. Great tune. Big hi to all the people listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand and throughout Canada too. It's great that you get a taste of bluegrass from down under, or my opinions on bluegrass from down under. It's delighted to just be able to be part of your music scene there. And all the people listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio too, thank you very much. And we've got lots of people who listen on podcasts, and it comes up every now and then we get figures. I find there's lots of people out there listening, and I'm delighted that you tune in to Back Porch Bluegrass. Thank you very much for being with me and sharing the music. Talking about sharing music, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band were part of a significant event, the California Bluegrass Association's Jamathon, which was held on the weekend of the 8th, 9th, 10th of January. And that was live music going for 48 hours, organized by Kimber Ludica, the fiddle player from Delamay. And she did a great job, put together a whole lot of bands, a lot of international bands. And it's been and done, but it's up on YouTube, and the Hamilton County piece is on stream 2, and we're about 2 hours and 8 minutes into stream 2. Technical quality is not what I would have wished for. It was just done on my computer. It's sort of like a Zoom program, and it was done with the inputs on my computer, both audio and camera, and all the disadvantages you get from trying to put six people playing music into there. But you get the gist of what we're doing, and we had a good time playing. So you can tune into the CBA Jamathon, and of course you can donate money to their cause, which was Kids for Bluegrass. So we've had a lot of fun. What have we got coming up now? Let's hear from Dan Fogelberg. This is an album I've had in my shelves for ages and hardly ever played anything off it. And Dan, better known in his early days as a more of a pop singer, and he decided that he started writing songs that seemed to work better as a bluegrass band. And I'll just read out his notes because they're really good. This album, in essence, celebrates country living, its joys, sorrows, honesty, and simplicity. It is the antithesis of a life in the fast lane philosophy. Isn't that nice? In fact, this album might better have been named Life in the Off-Ramp. It is music of controlled and diligent discipline combined with an exhilarating spontaneity and improvisation, so like the spirit and ways of life on this land. I thought they're real nice notes, and I'm going to play a tune from this album. The album is called High Country Snows, and this is a tune called Mountain Pass. Dan Fogelberg wrote it. He's singing, doing the lead vocals. He's got Herb Peterson on banjo, David Grisman on mandolin, Jim Buchanan on fiddle, Emery Gordy Jr. on bass, Russ Kunkel on drums, Jerry Douglas on dobro, and his harmony vocals are done by Ricky Skaggs and Herb Peterson. An album from 1985, you can't get much better a band than that. Here's Dan Fogelberg with Mountain Pass.
Mountain pass at midnight. Those truckers, they all flash their lights at me. This highway ain't the very best companion, cause I know that somewhere else I'd rather be. The moonlight on the snow just sets me thinking about the way your smile shines upon your face. And I know this ain't the last beer I'll be drinking before I reach my final resting place. Oh, I wish that I was in your arms asleeping, dreaming of the sweet love we just made. But I'm running down this mountain pass at midnight, wishing I was in your arms again. I left you late line. Another hour and I'll be with my darling to dry those lonesome tears she's been crying. But I wish that I was in your arms asleeping, dreaming of the sweet love we just made. But I'm running down this mountain pass at midnight, wishing I was in your arms again. They lied to me. Well, this highway ain't the very best companion, cause I know there's somewhere else I'd rather be. Oh, I wish that I was in your arms asleeping, dreaming of the sweet love we just made. But I'm running down this mountain pass at midnight, wishing I was in your arms again. I am running down this mountain pass at midnight, wishing I was in your arms again.
Oh, some driving bluegrass there from Dan Fogelberg. And we might be hearing a little bit more of him in future programs. Time for some gospel music. No one better to do gospel music than Blue Highway. Here's a great tune called God Moves in a Windstorm.
God sent Jonah to the Nineveh land to preach the gospel to the wicked men. Tell them to repent of their wicked ways.
I'll open for the city in 40 days.
God moves in a windstorm. He rode in a windstorm. God moves in a windstorm. And he troubled everybody in their mind. Jonah went down to the seashore to make up his mind which way to go. Boarded the ship and he paid his fare.
God got angry with Jonah down there.
God moves in a windstorm. He rode in a windstorm. God moves in a windstorm. And he troubled everybody in their mind. Jonah went down from the side of man, called on Jesus to be his friend. Disobeyed God and he had to pray.
The Lord sent a storm on the water that day.
God moves in a windstorm. He rode in a windstorm. God moves in a windstorm. And he troubled everybody in their mind. They cast poor Jonah overboard. God sent a whale and swallowed him whole. Went on down to the Nineveh land.
They laid poor Jonah on a bed of sand.
God moves in a windstorm. He rode in a windstorm. God moves in a windstorm. And he troubled everybody in their mind. Jonah rose up from the sand. Went on walking to the Nineveh land. Preached the gospel at his command.
Repent, you wicked men.
God moves in a windstorm. He rode in a windstorm. God moves in a windstorm. And he troubled everybody in their mind.
God moves
in a windstorm. In a wind.
He rode in a windstorm.
God moves
in a windstorm. And he troubled everybody in their mind.
God moves
in a windstorm. He rode in a windstorm.
God moves
in the wind,
storm,
in the wind, and he troubled everybody in their mind.
Hi, this is Ed Elfrink from Hilliard, Ohio, USA, and you're listening to the world's best bluegrass podcast, Backyard Bluegrass, with your host, Paul Trenwith.
Well, thanks very much, Ed. Appreciate that introduction. Great gospel song from Blue Highway, wasn't it? Let's listen to Jim Mills again. This is a banjo tune that just about all my pupils get to learn at some time or another. It's a Bill Emerson tune called Theme Time, and here's Jim Mills to pick it for you.
Thank you.
thanks very much. That was a great version of that tune, Jim. I wish I could play it like that, and I wish I could teach my students to play it like that. Just lovely driving playing. Well, we've just about come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass now. Thanks very much for tuning in to me and sharing in some bluegrass music, listening with me. Remember to go to KiwiGrass, go to their website and book your ticket. Make sure you got a ticket and come along to at least one of the days, if not both. I think Hamilton County will be playing on the Sunday morning. That's our plans at this stage, but we'll be hanging around for the whole festival anyway. Come and talk to us and talk about anything you like to do with bluegrass music. Come to the jam session if you're in Hamilton on the fourth Sunday of January. Come to Warrensville Country Music Club on the second Friday of the month, and tune in again next week. Let's take it out with a fiddle tune. Here's Joe Green, a bit of a legendary fiddle player. Did some wonderful playing with Kenny Baker, and he just manages to put a lovely touch to his fiddle tunes. Here he is playing a tune called Dusty Miller. Thanks very much. We'll see you.